Good morning. It's Thursday, September 18th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A rural community in Pennsylvania is reeling after a deadly police shooting left three officers dead and two others critically wounded. State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Paris said the officers were following up on a domestic-related investigation when the gunmen opened fire Wednesday afternoon in North Codorus Township, about 100 miles west of Philadelphia. The suspect was killed by police at the scene, and officials stressed there is no ongoing threat to the public. Governor Josh Shapiro met the victims' families and ordered state flags lowered to half-mast, calling the loss unacceptable and urging society to do better. The FBI is assisting local authorities as the investigation continues. Another news. ABC has indefinitely pulled late-night host Jimmy Kimmel off the air after remarks he made about the killing of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. Kimmel accused the MAGA gang of exploiting the shooting for political gain, sparking backlash from conservatives and a warning from FCC Chair Brendan Carr. President Trump welcomed the suspension as great news for America, while several Hollywood figures, including Ben Stiller and Jean Smart, condemned it as censorship. ABC has not said when or if Kimmel will return to Jimmy Kimmel Live, which he has hosted since 2003. The move highlights growing tensions over free speech and political pressure on U.S. media. Around the world, Paris police are hunting for thieves who stole gold specimens worth around 600,000 euros from the city's famed Natural History Museum. Staff discovered the break-in Tuesday morning with evidence the intruders used power tools to force entry into the mineralogy gallery. Museum officials say the stolen native gold carries immeasurable heritage value beyond its raw price. French media report the museum's alarm systems may have been compromised by a cyber attack earlier this summer. The theft is the latest in a string of robberies targeting French cultural institutions, prompting calls for tighter security and more funding to protect national treasures from increasingly sophisticated gangs. Another news, Taiwan has revealed a prototype low-cost autonomous cruise missile developed with U.S. defense company Anduril Industries. Displayed at the Taipei Aerospace and Defense Technology Exhibition, the missile is designed for a land mobile launch and can strike targets at sea or on land. Officials said the entire supply chain will be based in Taiwan, with production planned within 18 months and a unit cost of about $216,000. The project comes as Taiwan boosts defense spending to 5% of GDP by 2030 amid growing pressure from China. Analysts say the partnership signals closer U.S.-Taiwan defense ties and a drive for greater self-reliance in weapons manufacturing. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.